You are now listening to Sick Close.
Baba Boss Singh Ji, the Boss Bahadur, Guru Ka Baz, the Guru's brave hawk, soaring high above evil, he made tyrants regret. With a brilliant mind, high spirits, a beautiful soul, and a strong body, he was not one to forget. During the time of Mughal tyranny in India, the Sikhs rose to power and stood against Aurangzeb's injustice. The tyrant put prices on the heads of Sikhs and Hindus who were being killed for practice. The madman was on a killing spree, killing, torturing, and raping innocents across the nation. The ninth guru's head, who sacrificed himself to save Hindu priests, was taken to the tenth guru for cremation. Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj declared, when all other methods have been exhausted, it is just to lift up a sword to fight oppression. After the creation of the Khalsa, God's army, he initiated Baba Banta Ji and five Singhs and instructed them to head in the Punjab direction. Baba Banta Singh Ji and his team were given a list of targets to eliminate. After arriving the situation, he sought to evaluate. With humility, he asked all of the people in the area who were tired of the suffering to join the Khalsa army. People from all walks, castes, and professions joined, including many who were in farming. With Baba Baz Singh Ji as his right hand, the Khalsa took a stand. With intensity in his eyes and quickness with his feet, when they saw Baba Baz Singh Ji, foes chose to retreat. The Singhs had a list of targets, one by one they would delete. No tyrants were safe from the Khalsa, it was the same fate that all would meet. One by one they eliminated the leaders of the empire. They attacked with ferocity, even when hungry and weak, just asked for Rupshire. Baba Baz Singh Ji was an unstoppable force. He is the one who knocked down tyrant Wazir Khan from his horse. After the victories, he was awarded the title of governor, a terror for the tyrants, for the weak he was a comforter. He ruled a servant justly, where the four sons of the guru were once bricked alive. Not only getting revenge and justice, he ensured the area's people would thrive. He was later imprisoned without food for days. Many had heard of the stories of the Khalsa and their high-spirited ways. His tales are amazing, from battles to his death, all sent chills down the spine. Whose name is Guru's Baz, and Babaji responded, "That's mine." The evil tyrant's queen wanted to see the strength of the Khalsa, so they brought him out. Before they could even unchain him completely, he killed numerous soldiers, forcing the tyrant to run and shout, "Toba! Toba!" With intensity in his eyes and quickness with his feet, when they saw Baba Baz Singh Ji, foes chose to retreat. The Singhs had a list of targets, one by one they would delete. No tyrants were safe from the Khalsa, it was the same fate that all would meet. Bole So Nihal, Sat Sri Akal, Vahe Guru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vahe Guru Ji Ki Fateh. Mr. Sukh, they sing Bahao, out. Guru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vahe Guru Ji Ki Fateh. Mr. Sukh, let's sing for how.